Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Price City Library Director Norma Procaroni. Norma, first off, a pleasure to get you back in today. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me back.
Absolutely. Always look forward to talking about what's going on at the Price City Library, and you guys have a lot going on, and we'll begin with the summer reading program. I mean, you guys make sure that there's plenty of incentive for kids to keep their face in a book during the summer, read a little bit, and have a good time even though school's out. You guys always have some fun programs going on.
We do. We realize the importance of a child reading when they're out of school to maintain their reading level for when they go back in the fall, so we do everything we can to encourage them to, you know, come in, read. So we have a lot of different programs. This year, our summer reading program is Library Rocks. So we're doing a lot of different things that pertain with rock, including rock music, you know, rocks in general. We have a scheduled plan to go to the museum, a bunch of different activities. And our first one is actually coming up, and it'll be today, as a matter of fact, at 3 o'clock.
So,
and then it'll be every other week.
Every other week going up through the month of July.
Probably into the first week of August.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right. So basically it's going to be a 2-month program.
Right.
Okay.
It starts at two. I mean, every other Tuesday. There we go.
At two. There we
at
go.
At three.
Three. Okay. All right.
Every other Tuesday at three. How's that for confusing?
Well, then there's games, there's crafts, there's a whole lot more. I mean, you guys definitely have a lot of other programs or a lot of other activities to go along with the summer reading program. What type of ages do you guys typically get for these types of programs?
We go all the way from really small children, probably a little older than toddler, a little older, up to our tween program, which is something else we have. Our tween program is every Thursday during the summer, and it starts at 3 also.
Okay.
And so, you know, it starts this week, so we have a lot of things going on. This is a big kickoff for us, so we are going to be busy.
I know that there's always something going on there. My daughter loves the library, spent a lot of time there. It's one of the things she gets excited now. We go to the library, you get a book. She also gets a DVD. She's going to go pick out a DVD as well. And I don't think that people are aware of everything that you guys have
right,
there.
Right. You know, and it's kind of funny. We're still trying to encourage people. We have a brand new database that has magazines on it that you can download onto your electronic devices. E-books, e-audios, all kinds of different materials that, you know, you can download from home. All you need to do is come in and get the library card. You know, you need a card to actually check those materials out. And they're all free. They're actually sponsored by the state. And some of the magazines are actually sponsored by us. But and then we have, you know, the books and magazines and, you know, CDs and kids stuff and all kinds of really fun things to go on down there.
And it's a very simple process to get your library card. It's not difficult at all.
No, it's not. We take your firstborn and then you can...
Yeah.
No, you just come down, fill out a form. If you live inside the city limits, the card is free. If you live in the county, the unincorporated area of the county still is paying that fee. And we can issue one card per family. Unfortunately, we still don't have an agreement with Helper or Wellington. So if you live inside the city limits of some other city in the community, it's $15.
For the entire year?
For the entire year. So
yeah,
it's kind of a good deal.
Yeah, it is. It is, because, again, there is plenty there. Again, we're being joined right now by Norma Procaroni, the director of the Price City Library. Outside of the summer reading program, let's talk about the PAWS summer reading program. I actually really like this. This is something that we've done a live broadcast with, I know, before, to see the kids read to a dog is pretty cool. I like it a lot.
It is. It's really fun. And the kids, you know, I mean, it's a kind of a program that is a little more laid back. It doesn't have the structure that school has. There's no one sitting there saying, you know, you read the word wrong, or go back and read that sentence again, or, you know, put some emotion into this. You know, they just sit and read, and they get used to reading out loud. They feel more comfortable with it. The dog is very non-judgmental. He just kind of sits there with his head on your lap. And
he just wants to hear he wants to hear a voice. That's
exactly.
What he wants. Yeah.
Exactly. And some of them actually, you know, I mean, they actually, well, I can't say they aren't listening, but some of them actually appear that they can understand what you're saying.
Sure.
And it's really cool. It is really, really cool.
And so, again, I know that last time I was there, some of the kids have their favorite dog, because these dogs are specially trained. I mean, they're just not dogs off
definitely
the street. They are specially trained dogs.
Right. Yeah, they're the PAWS dogs. They're therapy animals out of active reentry with Nancy Bentley and her group. Catherine Kilbourne has been spearheading the PAWS for the last couple of years, and she's doing an excellent job. And it's just really fun for the kids to come in, and they just, and you're right, they kind of like have their favorites, but you know, dogs don't care about that either.
No, they don't. They just want to hear a kid read to them. I'm telling you, this is a really cool event. I highly recommend it for any parents out there. Now, this takes place every Wednesday, right?
Every Wednesday at 1:30. You do need to register because we only have a limited number of animals that you can read to.
Okay, and how long does it go for?
It goes all summer.
Okay.
So it'll be, and there, I think theirs ends like the second week in August also. So they'll be there all summer, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
If you want to get registered for any of the events that we've talked about, I mean, the summer reading program, you know, the PAWS program, maybe you just have a question about the Price City Library. What's the best way, Norma, to go about finding that information?
Call us. Mm-hmm. You also, our phone number is 435-636-3188. You can check our Facebook page. You can check our homepage for the library. There's a calendar there that lists everything that's going on, including our regular story times, which we're still having. Heather Cloward is actually doing a nutrition type course for the little kids this year, and she's from USU Extension, and it's been really, really fun to see those little kids, you know, learn that, you know, what's your favorite vegetable. You know, when they first came in, they, you know, they were saying apples were vegetables. They just knew what their favorite food was.
Yeah.
You know, so she's training them a little bit, and they're learning, you know, what's good eating habits, what's not good eating habits, and exercise and that kind of stuff in a really fun way. So, and she's doing an excellent job with the kids. So, and that'll go on all summer also.
So, again, a lot going on at the Price City Library. Norma, is there anything we've missed?
I think the only thing we missed is that we're doing our snacks again. And that was sponsored. It's Kids Cafe, and it's sponsored by the Utah Food Bank. And it's for kids up to 18 years of age. The snacks are free, and we are distributing them between 1:30 and 3:30. So if you'd like, you know, if you're downtown, you're a little hungry, you know, come on in, and we'll offer you a snack. They're pretty yummy. So they told me yesterday they had a barbecued chicken something or other and sunflower seeds and milk, and you know, some little boy comes running up. He says, "This is so good, I want another." And I says, "All righty, let's get you another."
Fantastic. So,
and you know, and it's a need in the community.
Sure. So, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So make sure you take advantage of the Price City Library, because it's here. It's one of those treasures. I call it a treasure in our own backyard. Like I said, my family has a lot of fun at the Price City Library. So Norma, thank you so much for taking out the time to stop by today and talk a little bit about the events. And I know we'll talk again real soon.
All right. Thank you. I hope to see everybody there soon.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.